Suicide rates have been climbing nationally for a number of years, but even higher rates have been seen throughout the Midwest. Dr. Randy Quivlin is the USD Department Chair of Psychology. He says rural areas see the highest density of suicides.
This is a pretty big national and state emergency, it seems to me. The causes are very complex. Among the big things are stress, economic or personal or interpersonal stress. Folks that have money worries, some economic hard times, that can make all of those hassles and stressors more difficult to deal with. The rates for rural areas are sometimes higher in terms of suicide risk or certainly completion rates. Figuring into that, most of South Dakota is a professional shortage area for family practice physicians, psychologists. Also, the stigma that is associated with mental health concerns in rural areas is a bit higher.
Quivlin says South Dakota's Native American youth are particularly at risk. He says reservations carry fairly large suicide rates.
What you do get on reservations is hopelessness and feeling, you know, kind of depressed about the future figures in, and that could be higher in reservation communities. The poverty rates are higher in South Dakota. That's one of the reasons that South Dakota has so many of the poorest communities, poorest counties in the nation. Native American youth statistically have a higher suicide rate.
Quivlin says it's important to let friends and family know they are cared for. He says being aware can be enormously important to someone suffering from suicidal thoughts. Quivlin says there are numerous resources available online for those who are in need. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Andrew Spangler.